Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is about to begin.
In 2016, NWA became the fifth hip-hop group inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Presenting their award is the critically acclaimed rapper, activist, and fellow Compton native, Kendrick Lamar. A protege of Dr. Dre, Lamar's speech is humble, impassioned, and real. He celebrates DJ Illa's charisma, MC Ren's blunt honesty, Ice Cube's storytelling, Dr. Dre's production, and Eazy-E's confidence. Lamar then illustrates the impact of these five coming together, as he calls it, forming a type of Voltron. The group returns the favor with a memorable acceptance, laying out the case for hip-hop's rightful inclusion in the Hall of Fame. MC Ren boldly challenges fellow inductee Gene Simmons, Dr. Dre backs him up, and Ice Cube delivers the knockout with one of the most quotable lines in Rock Hall induction history. You goddamn right, we're rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, yeah. Believe that. N.W.A., man. I said N.W.A., man. Y'all did it, man. The world's most dangerous group is five members that I can recall having pivotal roles while forming this type of Voltron, y'all. First off, DJ Yella, where you at? Huh? Hip-hop, man, Compton. His personality, charisma not only poured out into the company that was around him, but it showed whenever he got behind them turntables and production, providing some of the illest breaks, cuts, scratching that only the most elite, I said elite, Compton MCs can spit over. You dig that? Anytime my boy Yella dropped that needle, you knew it was time to get busy, right? Right? MC Ren, the mother... Can I cuss? MC Ren, the motherfucking villain. Where you at, baby? The name was just not self-proclaimed. It was proven every single time he stepped behind that microphone. Hardcore lyrics that not only made you jump out your seat, but it felt like you was getting punched in the motherfucking head through them speakers. You dig that? A true cold red every time you heard him rhyme. You dig that? So it was nothing but honesty, stroking from a true tone of a Compton resident, MC Ren, believe that, boy. 100. Yes, sir. Q, where you at, man? I said Ice Cube. The storytelling genius. Every bar had us hanging over our seats. Punchlines, delivery, detailed imagery made you get just a small glimpse. Glimpse of how it was growing up in the city of Compton, you dig what I'm saying? Q was always proven to be one of the greatest MCs to ever step behind the mic. And on a personal level, my debut album used the blueprint on how I wanted to approach it. That's for real, you dig what I'm saying? So salute to that. That's 100. Dr. Dre! Dr. Dre! The scientist. The perfectionist, the producer extraordinaire, my mentor, you dig what I'm saying? This dude right here taught me a lot as far as never being satisfied with the work you do on and off the record, whether I'm on the mic, whether I'm out in life in general. Always taught me that. Number two, make sure you take care of your music and your family each and every single day. I never forget the words. You dig what I'm saying? And since my first day meeting, you always gave me the energy saying, superstar. You never called me Kendrick Lamar. So that gave me to believe what I was doing and also make me have the energy of knowing that I was doing it right, and then I became it. So I appreciate you for that every time. And with that being said, not only on a personal level, when I met Dre, it was way before I actually met him personally. It was on a music end, you dig what I'm saying? So let me say this. Dre has provided NWA with unapologetic production made on high-level soundtracks for hardcore lyrics. You could never press play without having an extra pair of Kenwood speakers. You know what I'm talking about. Woofers. You dig what I'm saying? Tweeters. You dig what I'm saying? Without having them blown out. Every single beat, hi-hat, snare made you break your neck, leaving Andre Young to be one of the most greatest producers of all time, and still to this day. Believe that. That's real. Last but not least, the legendary, the late, great Eric Eazy-E Wright. He was a true mastermind, a businessman, an incredible entertainer. His persona was unmatched. His confidence spoke with abundance. His high-pitched tone spoke to nations around the world, y'all. There was no better voice to point across other than Eazy-E. He is the gatekeeper of reality rap. He's the reason why I'm proud to stand on the stage and rep Compton. He's the reason why we're proud to have songs like Dope Man, Express Yourself. I said, fuck the police, express yourself. Boys in the Hood. These are the records that made LA known all across the world. You dig that? It was dubbed gangster rap. But what it was for me, it was an intimate look at what was actually happening in our community in Los Angeles, and in Compton in particular. Chuck D once said rap and hip hop was the black CNN. NWA represent that to the fullest, am I right? Bringing inner city life to the forefront and making the world pay attention to our realities. Even myself, I looked around and I seen people NWA spoke for, whether it was my cousin, whether it was my uncle, claiming Compton crib, or came and bumped in Piru, they was all influenced. That's real, y'all probably don't know about that. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, but they know. they was all influenced and they was all, you know, had a deep impression, but one thing that was a big misconception, the impression wasn't just to go out and kill people. To be very clear, the fact that a famous group can be looked just like one of us, can dress like one of us, talk like one of us, prove to every single kid in the ghetto that you can be successful and still have your voice while doing it. That was NWA. That was their true message. And I know each and every one of them said they never wanted to be role models, but look, the first time I seen Eazy bust through that screen out the jail cell on stage on We Want Eazy, I felt like each and every single one of them was black superheroes where I come from, you dig what I'm saying? Because it showed, like I said, people from our community can be on that television screen, be on awards, and still have that voice and be real to themselves. So make some noise for that, because that's the realest thing probably going on in hip hop and the world. But as you know the history, a lot of people said it was too gangster. It was too much for them, but for me, it was honest. So I'm gonna put it like this. Being gangster symbolizes a hustle that you could change your reality. The true meaning of gangster. Being able to show what it takes to be the world's biggest music group. Being gangster is forming iconic labels, Ruthless Records, Death Row, Aftermath Records. Being gangster is branding out to becoming a movie star, a movie producer, and having your own son play you as a retrospect in your career straight out of Compton. Being gangster changes the way people listen to music by being so obsessed with sound that you create your own headphones and force people and fans around the world to listen to deep, intricate sounds the way you only hear. You dig that? Being gangster is partnering with the biggest tech companies in the world and launching groundbreaking music on a whole nother platform. So now, after 30 years of being heard, being gangster is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my big homies, NWA, what's up?
After the break, we'll hear from members of NWA on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
Yeah. First off, I want to thank Kendrick Lamar for those beautiful words. Kendrick Lamar is one of the best that ever did it, and it's not a doubt in my mind that he'll be on this stage one day in the future being inducted. You feel me? So yeah, it's been 30 years, exactly 30 years since we formed the group NWA. Back then, we weren't thinking about fame or fortune or anything like that. We were just some kids in the studio having fun, recording, you know what I mean? And these guys right here, these are the first people that I had the opportunity to record with before any business was involved. You know what I mean? Imagine that, recording with no business involved. And I'm quite sure everybody in the music industry, especially those that make music, understand how precious those times are, you know? Back then, feel that. Back then, there were a lot of people against us and had problems with what we were saying, and I get it, I understand. You know, they weren't ready for us. The name of our group alone is shocking. Niggas with Attitudes, you feel me? Wish this was taller. But this is proof. This is proof to all the kids out there growing up in places similar to Compton that anything is possible. You feel me? And me and the guys standing right here, we're absolutely no different or better than any of you. Feel me? Feel me? You just have to find that thing that's special about you that distinguishes you from all the others and apply true talent, hard work, and passion, and anything can happen. Now I'd like to talk about one of the first people who believed in me, the first person to invest in my talent. Me and this guy used to argue all the time in the studio, but at the end of the day, we both realized that we were out for the same goal, and that was to make great music. And I'm talking about Eazy-E. Make some noise for Eazy-E. Yeah, I'd like to thank Eric Wright. There's no way that we would be on this stage right now as NWA being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without him. Real talk. Also would like to thank all the artists that I collaborated with throughout my career. These guys are like my angels, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna say your names, there's too many of you guys, but you know who you are. I feel like I've made some really great tracks throughout my career, but without their voices, these tracks would be nothing, you know? I definitely wanna thank these guys standing behind me, Ice Cube, MC Ren, DJ Yella. Gotta thank my bros for a lifetime of great memories. I'd like to thank my legal team. Where are you? I know you're out there. Yeah, Howard King, Peter Paterno, thank you for keeping the snakes off my back. You feel me? Ashley Palmer, thank you. Now, I'm not gonna take up too much more time. I just wanna thank all the people that gave me life, changed my life, and saved my life. First, I'd like to thank my mother, in my opinion, one of the strongest people on this planet. I'd like to thank her for keeping me on the straight and narrow and not allowing the streets of Compton to swallow me, you know? I'd like to thank the person that changed my life, Jimmy Iovine. Real talk. Seriously, my life would not be what it is today without his guidance and advice. And I would like to thank the person that saved my life. Really, my wife, Nicole. Yeah. It's a 100% fact that I wouldn't be here without her. Thank you, babe. I love you. And I'd like to finish by saying thank you to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everybody responsible for inducting us. This is a great honor. I really appreciate it. I've always dreamed about this. Man, thank you so much. One love.
First of all, I like to thank God, the man that blessed me, that blessed all of us and all of you to be here tonight for this, you know, all the rock and roll groups, everybody. I just want to say thank you, God. I like to thank Cube, Ren, Dre, and my long lost buddy, Eazy-E. I mean, It was very, you know, emotional when he passed years ago. He was a great friend, good business partner. He just brung the light. He had the money, of course, but but you know, we did something. Right here is a fraternity that nobody can buy in, lie in, cheat their way in. It's only us, and it's for life, for the rest of our lives. Easy here is here in spirit. I'd like to thank a couple of women. I'd like to thank a couple of women tonight. First of all, I'd like to thank Easy's mother right here. Come up here, mother. This is my new mom now. I call her mom all the time. You ready to go to the casino, mama? And I'd like to thank another Miss Wright, Tamika Wright. I'd like to thank you very much. I'd like to thank my wife, 2.5 years. Take a picture, honey. That is my soulmate for the rest of my life. I'd like to thank, you know, the group broke up 1991. And it's so crazy, the group was put on pause. 26 years later, Universal woke us up with a movie called Straight Outta Compton. And I'd like to thank all the actors, especially you, Shay. All the actors, Corey, Jason, Aldis, and my character, Neil Brown, for doing a wonderful job on the movie. I thank you for that. It was a great movie. And I also like to thank Lonzo's girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about. Nah, I'm just joking. Yeah. But I really just like to thank all the fans. Not just the fans that voted us for the past 4 years to get here, but the fans, not even the new fans that just seen the movie and became fans all over the world, but all the fans, even the original fans from back in the swap meet at the Rhodium with Steve Yano. I want to thank everybody that hated us, loved us, or liked us. I want to say thank you, God bless you, and thank you, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
First off, I want to say all praise is due to God. I want to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I want to thank my group, Dre, Q, Yella, especially Easy. Without his vision, we wouldn't be up here tonight. I want to thank my parents, my wife Yasmin, my kids. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank all the great hip-hop groups that came before us and laid the blueprint that was inspirational and a big influence to us and the hip-hop culture. I want to say thank you to them. Thank you to all the fans. And I want to say to Mr. Gene Simmons, hip-hop is here forever. Get used to it. Get used to it.
Believe that.
Peace.
We supposed to be here.
Yeah, yay. Thank you. Wow, man, this is real, very exciting for us. You know, we're very humble tonight. We've come a long way, you know, from being so hated, even in the industry, to making it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it shows that you believe in yourself, believe in what you're doing. Nobody can stop you. You can only stop yourself, and that's what got us here, and I'm very grateful and humble tonight. I'd like to thank my parents, Doris, Hosey Jackson, my brothers and sisters, Clyde, Pat, Sophie, for putting up with them turntables and them Serum Vegas and them speakers and all that damn noise we was making. I'd like to thank my lovely wife, Kimberly, who's been there since day one, through the thick, the thin, and the thick again. And my kids, you know, Daryl, O'Shea Jr., Karima, and Sharif. Thank you for putting up with this crazy life of mine in entertainment, this crazy schedule. You guys make everything normal for me. You guys make everything normal, and I love y'all for that. Hey, you don't make it to the hall by yourself. I like to thank Sir Jinx for teaching me how to rap on beat. I like to thank Pat Charbonnet, my first manager, who told me to watch out for Jerry Heller's ass. I like to thank Michael Ashburn for also helping me through that time. I like to thank Lee Young, who's been with me for, it seemed like, my whole career, and he's walked me through this crazy business. I like to thank people like Donovan Smith. I like to thank, people like Brian Turner, Mark Cerami, Big Bass Brian, Madeline Smith, and these guys back here, man. You know, starting with Dr. Dre. Man, thank you so much, Dre. You know, I wouldn't be here without you at all. And thank you for believing in a 15-year-old B-boy, letting me ditch school and hang out with you and make music. Stay in school, kids, goddammit. MC Ren, who's always the ruthless villain. He's our temperament in NWA. He's our conscience. He keeps us on track. DJ Yella. Man, thank you, man, for he kept it fun, as you can see. DJ Yella kept it fun. Even when the whole world seemed like it was against us, DJ Yella was just like, fuck that, where the party at? And we love him for that. I want to thank DOC, who's, he's a member of NWA too, because he helped write a lot of lyrics. I know Ice Cube gets a lot of the credit, but it was a team effort with me, Ren, DOC, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E. And so I want to acknowledge DOC for being down for so long, and I wish he was here. Yo, and to the man, the late great, often imitated, but never duplicated, Easy motherfucking E. This is his vision. He wanted us to be honest. He wanted us to be truthful, say what we feel. He didn't care if we got any record play. He didn't even care if we got signed to a major label. All he cared about was for our story to be recognized and heard. So we love Easy. We miss him. I think about him all the time because, he was such a smart businessman and he knew the pulse of the people. So we're gonna miss Eazy-E, and we're grateful to his family for allowing us to do the Straight Outta Compton movie. And we just feel blessed for Eazy-E's life, and I hope we all remember him forever. Now, the question is, are we rock and roll? And I say, you're goddamn right, we rock and roll. See, rock and roll is not an instrument. Rock and roll is not even a style of music. Rock and roll is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's been going since the blues, jazz, bebop, soul, R&B, rock and roll, heavy metal, punk rock, and yes, hip hop. And what connects us all is that spirit. That's what connects us all, that spirit. Rock and roll is not conforming to the people who came before you, but creating your own path in music and in life. That is rock and roll, and that is us. So, rock and roll is not conforming. Rock and roll is outside the box, and rock and roll is NWA. I want to thank everybody who helped induct us into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I just want to tell the world, damn, that shit was dope. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.